Gary Bader Show.
AM 840, 1360, 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. I don't even know what you're shaking your head at over there. We got on time. My headphones are at the right volume. Everything is perfect for the show launch today. Yet you look like someone just tinkled in your cornflakes over there. Your headphones are still missing? Is that day two? You didn't have them yesterday either, did you? Did you find them yesterday? You did find them yesterday. Have I told you how many times? Don't leave them in the studio. You can't. Oh, you forgot to bring them. Okay, was that yesterday or today? You forgot to bring them into the studio today. Go get them. I'm on my own now. Fine. Don't call. I mean, you can call, but the phone's going to ring and ring because Jason forgot his headphones. So there, off he goes. All right. I have to mention this one more time. In this cold spell, most, I have heard very few do otherwise, most meteorologists, news people are referring to an Arctic blast. And not the polar vortex. They are essentially one and the same. Yet the first major cold outbreak to hit most of the United States a few weeks ago was because it was billed as this first time ever event of the polar vortex, when in fact that's Arctic air mass, Arctic blast. Arctic air makes its way down out of the Arctic. It's happened forever and ever and ever. I find it interesting how they're being more honest this time and going with the Arctic blast. I don't know if they think you caught on. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have heard one or two references to the polar vortex this time. Most of the national reporting that I've seen on network news and that sort of thing, it's all Arctic air mass. I'd like to take credit because I just ripped them mercilessly, saying, look, when I grew up, Alberta Clipper, Arctic air mass, whatever. Looks like they finally, I don't know, just a little bit of intellectual honesty. Always good to see. A loyal listener never heard of tinkling in your cornflakes before. Really? That's not the way people usually say it, of course. Mind you, they use a different word for the bodily function, but we won't do that here. I have an update, kind of, on a story that I told you yesterday that may or may not involve the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. I'm not saying I know a lot more, but I know a little more, and I'll share it with you in just a few minutes. I do want to make a few brief comments on what the Green Bay Plan Commission did last night in rejecting Walmart's request concerning a downtown Walmart store that's proposed. The project's not dead. But if you're going to be intellectually honest, and I always try to be intellectually honest, it's on life support. Not brain dead, but it's in a deep coma. I say that because I just don't see a lot of opportunity for change from what happened at the Plan Commission last night. The commission rejected what Walmart was requesting was a change to the comprehensive plan for Larson Green from industrial to commercial. It instead went with what the city was recommending, the planning staff, a designation to downtown. Now, what this means is, if you listen to the city officials, this sends a strong message, as the paper puts it, about the kind of development the city wants at Larson Green. I think that's what it does. Here's what they argue, that if they had given Walmart exactly what they want, it would exclude, if the Walmart thing doesn't happen, it would exclude some of these other proposals. Walmart still can make its case to the city council, which I don't think there's a lot of chance there. I'm only going to do so much breastfeeding on this, and I have done a lot. Apparently, Jason, not familiar with that expression. There's only so much I can do here. I made the case very coherently yesterday, and very succinctly, why the Walmart store has far more pros than cons. Here's the argument now, and Jim Schmidt continues to say, oh yeah, there's all sorts of people interested in this, but I'm not going to say who they are now because it's all bollocksed up with this Walmart proposal, and until their option is off the table, you know, we can't really move forward and we can't market it and all of that. That's his big beef, by the way, and that's what I've heard from all of the critics of the Walmart store, that the board overseeing this hasn't sufficiently marketed the property. Okay, that's only a complaint. If nobody's interested, somebody's interested. It's just a somebody you don't like. I laid out all of the upside for you. You're looking at maybe a $12, $13 million increase to the tax base. That's probably hundreds of thousands in property taxes. They're asking for little to nothing in terms of incentive and help with what it would take to get the site ready, whereas any other developer is not going to do that. I'm not going to recite these ad nauseum. I'm just pointing out the city is saying no. It's not even looking a gift horse in the mouth. It goes beyond that. Well, no, because we've got a bunch of other horses that are interested. But a lot of people don't believe that. Why haven't they stepped forward then before Walmart got the option? I don't think that's true. Now, if it is, good. But I'm going to argue. Okay, one final thought on this for now. Why do you think Walmart would not agree to downsize the store? They've changed the shape from rectangular to square. Why do you think, though, they were adamant that they would not downsize it to the type of store that Jim Schmidt and the other critics want, that would more fit into the Broadway motif? It's exactly right, Jason, because they know they won't be profitable with a smaller store. They know they've crunched the numbers. I had someone email me yesterday. This is just amazing when people say these things. Well, they're going to just cannibalize their other stores. You don't think that they factor all of this in? You don't think, why? Here's a question. If they didn't think this store was going to be profitable without damaging their other stores, why would they do it? Why would they do it? If they felt all they were doing was recycling their current customer base, why would they spend the millions and millions of dollars to come out equal? Answer, they wouldn't. That's the answer. They wouldn't. That's all I've got to say about this for now. My belief is Jim Schmidt is going to get his wish, and this thing is going to die. And even if there is, and I'm going to save the stack of numbers that I have on the economic impact, tax base, job creation, peripheral, and that other businesses in downtown Green Bay were very much interested in this. When you get outside the Broadway artsy fartsy district, this, I'm going to keep all of these numbers. And even if there is, and I just don't believe it's going to be a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, I don't believe that area can sustain a business like that. And as I pointed out yesterday, it's not just a food desert, it's a retail desert down there. This isn't the fit that the Broadway District merchants want, but it's a good fit for that part of the community. Hundreds of jobs, tens of millions of dollars onto the tax base, and no thank you very much. Get the hell out of here. Just an amazing, amazing message. Yesterday, I shared with you what I think is a pretty interesting story. If I can get my hands all the way around it. Thus far, I have not. Sunday evening, I received an email from someone I am leaving nameless at this point, who is working with, I believe it's a new conservative PAC that's being formed, and he's doing some of the graphic design on their website, okay? That website is not available to the public. I mean, if you know the URL, you can access it, but you would have to know the URL. That would be that would be mission critical here. You would have to know who, how exactly to get there, because they're trying to keep it a secret until they launch it. They are four people. The guy that contacted me and three other people, okay? On Sunday, he received this smarmy, snotty email from someone attacking the content of the website. I don't know if it was Sunday. He sent this to me Sunday. Okay, he received that email the day after they sent information to the Government Accountability Board. So his suspicion is high that someone from what is supposed to be the nonpartisan overseer of political issues in Wisconsin, the Government Accountability Board, sent him and admitted to be a liberal and just attacked and trashed a conservative website. I yesterday sent the IP address to the website in question to the Government Accountability Board's Reid Magny. He said, and this is all he said, Mr. Bader, that IP address is not the GAB's. That has nothing to do with us. We did track it to 4/10 of a mile, a physical address, 4/10 of a mile from the GAB offices in Madison. Now, the guy who initially sent me this sent a little more. I told him that the GAB's is not theirs. Well, he did a little Google Analytics on the website, which, of course, isn't going to show much because four, and apparently now five people. By the way, he has not even shared it with me. So this is how close to the vest they're keeping it. Views, 12 views. This shows that Mr. Von Grammerstein, and that's what the guy called himself, looked at 12 pages on the site total. Visitors, one. This shows that only one visitor was on the site that day, this guy. People click links from these pages to get to your site. No refers. What that means is the guy typed in the URL. He didn't search. He didn't do anything. No search terms. This shows that no one searched out this URL with any search terms. These terms are people use to find your site. Zero. That's important. That means they did not search to find the URL. Then the Facebook page. They also visited the Facebook site that is not yet operational. But apparently you can link to it. You know what I mean? They already have the Facebook on the website, even though the Facebook isn't ready to go. You know what I mean? So he tried to check out the Facebook page. Again, the Government Accountability Board says that's not, that IP is not attached to them. That doesn't mean that it isn't the private IP of someone attached to the Government Accountability Board. There's virtually no way to find this without having the URL. The Government Accountability Board is the only entity that this group of four with which has shared the URL. I continue to believe that the probability is extremely high that someone at the Government Accountability Board did this. I continue to work with the person in question, and we're going to see if we can do some more snooping. I know some people who are savvy at this stuff. By the way, if you are such a person, I would certainly solicit assistance on this. We're trying to see if we can get closer to identifying to whom the IP is attached. If you have any insight on that, if you work with this stuff, and I know a lot of our listeners do, you can shoot us a note at jerrybadershow@mwcradio.com. jerrybadershow@mwcradio.com. I cannot make an accusation that it's somebody at the Government Accountability Board, but I know that circumstantial evidence, the word circumstantial is usually synonymous with insignificant, but no, there are a lot of convictions on circumstantial evidence. I'm not ready to convict the Government Accountability Board or anybody within it, but I think the circumstantial evidence is pretty good. If this was a criminal accusation, Jason, and you were sitting on a jury, would this circumstantial evidence be enough for a conviction for you? At this point, would you vote guilty or not guilty? It's possible. There's a reason of a doubt in your mind, right? Okay, I can accept that. No, you would go not guilty at this point. But you think it's close. Yeah. But if it were a criminal conviction, there's just not quite enough there. It's possible. It is possible someone in Madison randomly typed in the appropriate URL to find this site, which is not indexed in any search engine, and that they would do this the day after the URL was provided to the Government Accountability Board, and yet that it would not be anyone attached to the Government Accountability Board. I think it's possible that you would be the lone holdout on that jury. But, oh, by the way, where is this? I don't see it on this sheet, but he did confirm to me. He discussed it with the other three, and they swear they have not shared it with anyone. I'll tell you what. I already know somebody else in this foursome. If they haven't shared it, I'm going to be honest. If they haven't shared it with me to just take a look at it and get my two cents, Jason, they're not sharing it with anyone. Because people do that all the time. People let me in on things. I saw WisMediaCheck.com before you did. And they asked for my two cents on it. We will continue on this. All right. Would you go somewhere where the British government says a terror attack is likely? If you wouldn't, should we send Olympic athletes there? We'll get to that in the next hour. It's 8:56.